Welcome back to the Big Beat Online Radio Show. This is episode 68. Our theme this week, Oh Canada, the great bands from our friends up north. You can visit us online at djkingblind.com. There, you can write us and say hello, you can donate to our show to help keep things going, or you can subscribe to any of our episodes, either from our website or any of your favorite podcasting apps. Let's talk a little bit about Canada. It's a pretty fascinating place. Canada is a country in North America, as we know. It has 10 provinces and 3 territories. It extends from the Atlantic to the Pacific and into the Arctic Ocean. It covers 9.98 million square kilometers, making it the world's second largest country by total area. Only Russia is larger, which is fascinating because Canada has 38 million people in it, a little over 38 million people in it. By comparison, the state of California has just shy of 40 million people in it, making the state of California larger than the entire country of Canada, which sort of blows my mind. Canada has the 8th largest music industry on earth, largest being in the United States, followed by Japan, the United Kingdom, Germany, France, South Korea, China, then Canada at 8th, after that Australia and the Netherlands. So I'm not picking on Canada because it's smaller. I'm fascinated by the amount of music and the quality of music that comes out of a place with so few people. It's unbelievable. So I've put together a collection of 16 songs, about an hour's worth of music, that sort of demonstrates the power of the great northern country, our friends to the north. I've been collecting these songs for a while and building this sort of list and moving things around and changing things and taking a lot of people out. And I've made a collection of my favorite Canadian bands, and I hope you like it. There is some incredible stuff that comes out of that country continually. So let's get into it. This is Canada.
Emotional feedback on We'll be right back. you're not mine to die for anymore, so I must live. Born of a bottle from heaven's hand, and now you know, and here I
come, baby, you come. and all this stuff.
Thank you.
my life, I'm a lot like you were. Oh man, look at my life, I'm a lot like you were. My life, 24, and there's so much more. Live alone in a paradise that makes me think of two. Love lost, such a cost. Give me things that don't get lost, like a coin that won't get tossed, rolling home to you.
Tell that's dreamer of pictures, I run in the night. You see us together, chasing the moonlight, my cinnamon girl. Thank you.
So long, she's been gone so long. gone, 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 she's been gone so long. Gone, 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 she's been gone so long.
Gone, 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 she's been gone so long.
Well, I wonder if I ever gonna see my girl.
Gone, 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 she's been gone so long.
Wonder if I ever gonna see my girl.
I hope she gets the message. Gotta get back, you know.
Wonder if I ever
gonna track her down. I'll find that girl. Gonna tell her that I love her so.
Wonder if I ever gonna
got the word on the grapevine. Spread it all around the world.
Wonder if I ever gonna
sooner or later I know we're gonna get her. Talking about my girl.
Wonder if I ever gonna see my girl.
And that's it. Oh, Canada. I tell you, let's talk about everything that we just played from the album Permanent Waves from Toronto, Ontario. It's Rush. Clearly, probably one of the biggest Canadian bands and certainly one of the best live bands ever. Neil Peart, Geddy Lee, Alex Lifeson, the greatest power trio maybe ever. The fantastic song Spirit of the Radio. From Vancouver, British Columbia, it's Japandroids. From the album Celebration Rock, The House That Heaven Built. Back over to Toronto, it's Death From Above, 1979, from the album You're a Woman, I'm a Machine. The album version of the song Romantic Rights. A fantastic, very fun song next. Back, well, staying in Toronto, I'm sorry. Shadowy Men on a Shadowy Planet. Does that song sound familiar to you? From the album Savvy Showstoppers? If you recall the fantastic Canadian comedy Kids in the Hall. Kids in the Hall was a comedy show produced by Lorne Michaels, who would later go on to start Saturday Night Live. And this is the theme song from that. Have an Average Weekend, their biggest song. Back to the West Coast, to Victoria, British Columbia, a small, beautiful island away from Vancouver, very close to and almost touching Washington State in the United States. The album is The Con. It's Tegan and Sarah. Back in Your Head is the song. Where are we now? Let's go to Montreal. We haven't been there yet. Apologies to the Queen Mary. A couple of songs from that. The band Wolf Parade. You Are a Runner and I Am My Father's Son is the first song, and it bleeds perfectly into Modern World from the album of the same name. Apologies to the Queen Mary. I had to have those two together because they sort of, to me, fit together as one song. A remarkable live band. My God, if you ever have a chance to see Wolf Parade. I'm not sure that they're still a functioning band anymore, but if you ever have a chance to see them, do it. Fantastic. Originally born in Toronto, but he really sowed his oats in the 60s in the Winnipeg, Manitoba music scene. Maybe the most famous Canadian ever, though many people think of him as a Californian because he'd lived there for such a long time. Neil Young, from the perfect album Harvest. Neil Young, the song Old Man. Unbelievable song. From Kingston, Ontario, the suburbs of Toronto, it's The Tragically Hip. Phantom Power is the album, and the song is Poets. They are, if there's gods of music in Canada outside of Rush, there is an incredible cult following for The Tragically Hip. Unbelievably popular band. Back to Toronto. Everyone knows This Is Nowhere is the album. This is Neil Young and Crazy Horse. In my head, I separate Neil Young from Crazy Horse. They're both his bands and both his songs, but they're very different feels, so I include it both because, heck, it's Neil Young and you can't have too much Neil Young. Cinnamon Girl is the classic Neil Young and Crazy Horse song. Fantastic. Let's go to Montreal again. The Suburbs is the album. It's Arcade Fire. Fantastic album on Merge Records. You know Merge Records. We had a whole label story about them in our previous episode that you should listen to. It's a fantastic label. Arcade Fire, The Suburbs. Fantastic band. Let's go from Montreal to Toronto. Fucked Up is the band. David Comes to Life is the album. Queen of Hearts is the song. And then it is staying in Toronto. Broken Social Scene, who I've talked about as well, if you like. Feist and her music. This is the band that she came from originally. This band sprouted many, many famous Canadians. Broken Social Scene's first album, self-titled. The song Swimmers, fantastic. The band in this podcast where you think that's going to be an American band, but it is in fact not. They're talking about those troubled American women. The song American Woman from the Platinum and Gold Collection. It's The Guess Who. The Guess Who. Fantastic stuff. Great classic rock. We stay in Toronto for that. And after that, Chilliwack from Chilliwack, British Columbia. Anthology is the album. My Girl, Gone, Gone, Gone. That was an early, like, MTV sort of classic song that you would hear a lot. They were an up-and-coming band that was getting big and kind of fizzled out. But as you drive from the United States, Washington State, into Canada, you actually drive through Chilliwack. What a funny name. Sort of like Slater Kinney, if you don't know. If you're on I-5 South coming from Seattle driving to Portland, there's an off-ramp that says Slater Kinney. It's where the band got their name. Also, there's another great Washington band, 764 Hero. You have a problem on the highway, you dial 764 Hero. But a band got their name from that. I like when bands get names from cities or roadside signs or whatever. Great. And the last band sounds a whole lot like Rush, but man, it is not. Also from Ontario, it's Triumph, also a power trio, also a male singer with a very high-pitched voice, a drummer with a very big drum set, a guitar player that played double-neck guitars like Alex Lifeson did, but it's not Rush. It's maybe their little brother, the less, I don't know a polite way to say this. They're not as good as Rush, but this is certainly their best song and worthy of a listen. But that's it, man. That is O Canada. I really enjoyed that. I'm going to dive in next week for our 69th episode to someone who is responsible for the genre of rock and roll existing. It's not Elvis Presley. It's not Chuck Berry. It's not Little Richard. They didn't start rock and roll. Sister Rosetta Tharpe started rock and roll. And I've played her music sporadically throughout the podcast history through its 69 episodes. But this episode is dedicated to her and what she did. She is an amazing force of nature and someone that absolutely requires their own episode. Let's talk about some other things that we have coming up. We have Sister Rosetta Tharpe coming up next. Our next label story is coming up. Our fourth one, label story, Stiff Records, the story of Stiff Records. And then for my friend Polly, our 71st episode will be the new wave of British metal, the British invasion of metal, which is just going to be great, adolescent, silly fun. But yeah, that's it. Episode 68, O Canada, is over. Thank you so much for listening. New episodes every Wednesday, always free. Visit us online at djkingblind.com. Adios.